B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, so 5 o'clock hour. South Powell coming up in 15 minutes. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. See 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Welcome our television audience on NBC Sports Philadelphia as the Phillies lose today in Washington 4-1, and the playoff hopes are over. Second game of a doubleheader tonight. Aaron Nola will still pitch, surprisingly, for the Phillies. And now it's about the win total, and it's about how many games they finish out of the final wildcard spot, where John Middleton will have to evaluate whether he keeps the manager and or his general manager. We shall see. In the meantime, we're talking Eagle football. Let's go to Mike and Del Rand. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. I wanted to talk about Phillies and Eagles real quick, if I could.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you about Gabe. I don't see how he can come back. You know, he's a good coach for a young, inexperienced team, right? He can get that motivation. He can pat you on the rear end. He can rub your head, tell you good job, scout, you know. And for a young team, that maybe that helps. And maybe that's why they had a stretch of a little bit of success last season before they fell off.
You just need new air at this point. I mean, well, this is such a humdrum season. You got to change it up a little.
Yeah, but now you got men. You got men that have been in this league for a long time.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff's not going to matter to you guys, right? It's kind of like you need a coach in there that can deal with stars. And we have some of those. And the hope is we get some more of them in pitching. But
yes.
I don't see how he comes back.
See, if you're John Middleton, you can't do nothing.
Got to do something.
Yes.
Especially after spending all that money. The Eagles. So, Mike, you always say this. And you know what? In my heart of hearts, I feel like they have a lot of talent, like Jaws was saying. I feel like they're definitely underperforming, right? They're a few catches away from being 3-0. But you always say what your eyes tell you, Mike. Mike, and when I watch these games, my eyes tell me that this team has no clue what they are. It's just like a shell of – there's a lot of guys on that team with a Super Bowl ring now, Mike. And they're just not playing like it. I want to sit here and hope it's going to turn around, but my eyes don't –
You could be right, but here's the thing. When they get their full complement of players back on offense and they start rolling a little bit offensively, you'd be amazed what that does to a psyche of a team.
I agree, and I can't wait till it happens.
Yeah, so that's why I can't, bury them.
I hear you, and I'm not burying them either. But, Mike, if 1-3, you know, we were talking 12-4, right? I mean, this is I don't know. We got to turn it around. I thought this was a huge game we had to win, and three turnovers and to only lose by three, I don't know.
All right, and suppose they go Thursday night and they pull off the miracle. They win the game. Now we're not talking. Now they're 2-2 with another complement of players is coming back, and now 12-4 is still viable.
I'm agreeing. I'm hoping that. That's what I'm saying. I hope that goes against what my eyes have showed me in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, 4.5 is kind of telling you that, you know, they have a chance. It's not an overwhelming line in this game.
I'm sorry, but I also agree with Charles. Their 3-0 start for Green Bay doesn't impress me one bit. So, you know, it's a tough week to come on a short week on a Thursday night, Mike. That's all.
It is, and you're going on the road on a short week, which is tougher. They got to hope Aaron Rodgers gives it up. They got to influence that. Now, so far there's no frame of reference to think that they could influence Aaron Rodgers into a bad game. Yeah. We'll see.
You know what's funny, too? If they are able to win, then they get 10 days off, almost like a mini bye week, to get guys healthy for the Jets, and then you should win that game, and in Minnesota. So if they can win, the season looks completely different. Now you can get on a roll.
They win, they get the Jets, they win, now they go to Minnesota with Samoa.
That's what I'm saying, and perhaps healthy, at least Fletcher Cox and those guys healthy, even if not Deshaun.
Tyrone, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone.
Yeah, hey Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Ty?
I'm calling because I noticed when they won the Super Bowl, the year that they won the Super Bowl, they had 8 healthy linemen. They put 4 in, snatched them out before and snatched them out, and the guys stayed, you know what I mean?
You're talking about your defensive lineman, you're talking about.
Defensive lineman. And they had energy.
Yes.
They don't have that this year.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? And then the second thing I wanted to talk about is if they don't win this game on Thursday, they're going to have to go 9-3, Mike, to get the 10-6. And then they got three road games, and if they lose two out of them three, they got to go 7-1.
You know what I'm saying? You crunch some decent numbers here.
And I understand Deshaun and the other wide receiver. I understand,
gotcha.
But they're in
their
30s, Mike. Them nagging injuries.
You were right. I said this earlier. The nagging injury thing bothers me because you don't get healthier. You only go downhill. When you get a nagging injury, the nagging injuries continue to crop up.
And the thing I see right now, even when they won a Super Bowl, the backup players played a big part in that. Now, I think right now the coaches motivate, you know what I mean, and let them give their best shot, you know what I mean, and really help out. That's all that I can see.
Yeah, I get you. All right. Now, you know, Alshon is 29, isn't he?
Is he not? I don't look, man, but I know he's not in his 30.
He's 29. Yeah. So, but he looks like a guy who has a lot of miles on him.
He looked great against Washington. He was great against Washington. He had a great game.
Big body, though. He's gotten banged around.
He hasn't
avoided hits. He's a guy who gets hit.
They drafted his replacement for a reason.
JJ?
He was supposed, not immediately, but he was supposed to be. When you draft a guy in the second round, he's supposed to become the starting on the outside. He was supposed to be the replacement.
And you're not feeling him, are you?
You know what?
Are you going to give him, like, time?
I am. You don't know why? I'm not going to. It's just Whiteside. I'm not using the hyphen. You don't get a hyphenated name yet. You got to earn that.
That's disrespectful.
But I can't. Look at you. Off the wrist. You catch it off the wrist. Off the wrist. Falling off his wrist. Grown man. I expected contact.
See, listen, this is his first foray into the wars that are the NFL. This is not the Pac-12, brother.
And that's why
there's a lot of room in the Pac-12.
That's why I'm going to be patient, because he took his medicine after the game and like he was supposed to, and that gives me hope that accountability is real. Next year, he'll be ready. But this year, nah.
Kyle, Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kyle?
Not much. First thing, I just want to say real quick I get to my other point, is anyone that's still on the Foles train, just, man, buy a Jacksonville jersey and move down there and go watch him play, because I'm tired of hearing it. We don't have him anymore, so quit talking about it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. We have actually heard from Foles people lately, because probably because he's done for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
And now Gardner Minshew is the new flavor.
Right. But yeah, so then, anyway, again, real quick, Falcons, you know, I wasn't too comfortable going into that game. The Lions, thought we were going to win that game till, you know, the kickoff return happened. The second that happened, I was like, uh-oh, you know, it's not looking good. But anyway, the main point I wanted to make was I agree with Jaws. I'm actually really confident we're going to go into Green Bay and win this game. I think it's a good thing that they're on the short week, because they have no time to think about the loss. They're going to go right into Green Bay, you know, knowing that they need to get the win. And, you know, I think it's a good thing that they're coming off the short.
All right, so why are you so confident?
Well,
I'm not confident. I think it can happen on a whim, on a fluke, on an upset. I'm not confident that it's going to happen.
Jeffrey is coming back, and Goddard is coming back, so that helps.
Okay.
They'll be in. And like I said, I feel good about the fact that it's a short week. They have no time really to think about the loss, because they have to prepare for Green Bay right away.
All right. I mean, that's fair. Jaws was way optimistic on this game. I can't say I'm optimistic. I can say the ebb and flow in NFL season wouldn't surprise me they win. But I don't feel like real good about it.
Lions moved once again away from them. Some spots. Not every spot, but five in some spots.
It's not good.
No.
All right, let's go. Gino, Kennett Square. Gino, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gino.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. So I'm kind of looking at the Eagles, and I go back to last year even, and it's just a lot of ifs to keep adding up. It's like, you know, if we don't have that fourth down against the Titans, but, you know, if Alshon doesn't drop the ball against the Saints, if we don't blow a lead against the Panthers, and you got the same thing this year. It's a bunch of ifs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fix that. You know, ifs keep adding up, and that's just, like, that's who you are. That's who this team might be.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way I look at it is that they just make too many small mistakes each game. And then you add the injuries on top of it. I hate to say it, I kind of feel like season might be done right about now.
Oh, no, you can't go that far.
No, you
can't go that far. Listen, they haven't even played their fourth game yet. Now, if you can make this call, if they go 1-3, and, you know, you got to at least wait till Thursday before you pronounce it dead.
I thought this was like a 10-win team before the season started. So when they start off doing the same bad mistakes that they did last year, and then their core roster, the guys that they're going to rely on coming back from injury, are all old. So, like, okay, fine. You might get the core guys back on offense for three games. Then you might lose them for another three. And it's just going to be too many cycles of these up and down waves. And
so that's interesting. Why did you think they were only going to win 10 games? You thought these guys were going to get hurt?
Yes. So on offense, you have a banged-up offensive line trying to protect a banged-up quarterback. That's not good right there. Then you've got two receivers that, you know, Alshon, I think he missed, I want to say, 14 games over the last 4 years or something along those lines. And he's always on the injury report. Now, he plays through it. He's a tough guy. I give him a lot of credit. DeSean Jackson, we've seen it here. He gets banged up. He has those nagging injuries that kind of come up. He's an older guy. It's just things just didn't feel right in terms of, like, the health of the team. You brought back to me, like, a Darren Sproles, an older guy, Jason Peters, older guy. It just doesn't add up to the sustained.
I can tell you, you were in the minority opinion of most people. But I guess if you look closer, that could have happened with older players. Let's go to Jeff on a cell. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I'm very concerned watching Sunday. I'm very concerned with the rushing three guys. Is that a new prescription to take Carson off his game? Because he did not seem to handle it very well. Now, it might be because he's got these backups. You know, when you're watching TV, you can't see down the field who's open and who's not.
Yeah, I think those guys had a hard time getting open. But he did hit seven of them and they dropped, so they must have been open.
Right. But I just think, I mean, because it seemed that, again, what Jaws was saying, what you've been saying, that on top of it, I don't think he's calling the right plays and rushing three. I mean, everybody might rush three and just put eight guys back and wait. Go ahead and run the ball. We'll give you 2 or 3 yards. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Try to hit your one guy, tight end. I mean, I don't know. I'm very concerned that they were able to basically kind of stymie us with a three-man rush. That's very concerning to me.
It's concerning, but again, I can't pronounce anything dead. I can't get down on this team's prospects yet. If they're 1-3, if they lose poorly to the Packers on Thursday, then there's major alarms.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll see.
Right. Yeah. Earlier today, you were talking about somebody brought up this Deshaun Hall or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fathom that. I know you say journeyman and all that, but I can't fathom that he can do any worse than these other guys. Now, I know that they're saying that these guys are getting close and getting close. I don't know why it would hurt to throw him in there.
No, it's certainly not going to hurt. I would expect that they would see that at this point. I know they want Josh Sweat to be a good player, but, you know, Hall did have a better preseason. So let's use him.
Yeah, it stinks to want. Anyway, the last thing, of course, like you said, you tweeted it on Sunday. My son watches Twitter, and you tweeted in the first quarter, this team doesn't have any confidence in this running back, and I don't know why they don't hand him the ball.
Yeah, they just don't. And so the big question is, then why did you reach out and get him? Did you get duped? The Bears looked at him and go, he's slowing down. Let's pedal him. Eagles took him. Maybe they saw something. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe Thursday they go run-centric and use them just to change some things up. All right, some breaking news. The House has launched a formal impeachment inquiry announced by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
President must be held accountable, she said. No one is above the law.
Well,
we'll see what happens from here. The president said he will release the unredacted transcript from the phone calls. We'll see if tomorrow.
The Ukraine?
Yes.
Should I call it the Ukraine president?
Yes. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. In the meantime, let's get some football knowledge from the man who was questioning Mike Groh today. He covers the NFL like nobody else for ESPN. He is the great Sal Palantonio joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Sal.
Well, Mike, when you announced the impeachment news right before I come on, it's sort of like from the into the ridiculous at this point. Yeah. We're talking about football, Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about tackle football in America and impeachment of the United States. So,
yeah, I got you. So
let's talk a little bit of a letdown, if you know what I'm saying.
Let's talk impeachment then.
No. Hey, Tyrone, don't let him do that.
All right, let's talk about we ran the audio of your question to Mike Groh today, and your question was that this team needs a sense of urgency, and you asked him about whether there's a sense of urgency. What were you expecting that he would say?
Well, Mike, here's the thing. You know, Mike Groh's the offensive coordinator. He's the son of Al Groh, former NFL head coach with the New York Jets, has the lineage, the DNA. He understands, you know, Al Groh coached in New York. And his son, Mike, you know, he understands these are the kinds of questions you're going to get asked after a very bad loss like that. And he tried to justify the fumbles by saying Miles Sanders is, quote, not the first guy to fumble in the NFL. Well, you know, to me, Michael, that answer is not going to fly. That answer is not going to fly in this town, not after that game, and not after the fact that we know that Miles Sanders had a problem fumbling at Penn State, well documented by yourself on this very program.
Mm-hmm.
And not after I give you this piece of context that I had Vincent J. Massey Jr. look up back at ESPN Stats and Information in Bristol, Connecticut. Eagles running backs have fumbled 7 times since the start of last season. Second most only to the abysmal Oakland Raiders. Second most in the NFL. That means most in the NFC East. Most in the NFC, the running backs have fumbled. So this has been an epidemic problem on this team, and they have failed to fix it, and it doesn't matter whether it's Miles Sanders or anybody else. Remember, they were -9 last year, and that's how they finished. This year, they're already -2 in the turnover ratio going into week 4. It's untenable. You can't possibly, you know, cheat death like this all the time by giving the ball away and expecting to win. And, you know, Michael, not for nothing, but listen, you cannot, but I understand it's one loss and there are 16 game season. That was as bad a loss as you can come up with. You know, you lose at home to a non-playoff team when you're a touchdown favorite in the game. That's a very, very bad loss.
Yes, it is. So let me ask you, what do you think they should be doing to create the sense of urgency to fix the fumbling problem?
Well, I didn't get a sense from the offensive coordinator that there was a sense of urgency about it. I specifically asked him. Here was the question that I asked him in the follow-up, which kind of, you know, he was taken aback by. And I said to him, what did you do this week to instruct or to fix the problem and create a sense of urgency? And, you know, he danced around it.
Yeah, he did.
But I'll tell you one guy who's got a sense of urgency, and that's number 11, Carson Wentz. Here's what I found out, which was pretty interesting after practice. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Carson Wentz kept the wide receivers on the field for 20 extra minutes. That's what Wentz told me after practice on the field. And I asked him after his press conference, because I had heard about it and I didn't want it out in the public,
mm-hmm,
by asking him at the press conference. You've done that before. Mm-hmm. You've done that at Temple. You've done it at all places you've been. You, mm-hmm, wait until, mm-hmm, after the press conference if you have a piece of information that, you know, is pretty good and shows a sense of urgency by the quarterback. And Carson said that he wanted to go out there and get some chemistry. It's a short week. and work on some things and some route running. I asked Alshon Jeffrey about it. He said that Carson wanted to adjust some routes with the wide receivers, and they were out there for a good 20 minutes. Now, I did ask Carson specifically, as he walked from the press conference to the locker room, if his extra work on the field had anything to do with the drops on Sunday. And he said, no, had nothing to do with it. I have full confidence in these guys that they'll bounce back on Thursday. Okay, that was his answer.
Yeah, that was a nice thing to say. But we kind of know what the 20 minutes were probably about. Let me ask you about the play calling. What did you think of the play calling in this game? Was it adequate enough and we could just blame it on the drops? Or should they have done some things to compensate for the fact they inexperienced guys in there?
You know, Michael, if you make a 53-man roster, you should be able to catch the football. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the baseline. You should be able to catch the football. I don't care if there's traffic or, you know, noise around your feet or, you know, it's muddy in your area or whatever it is. That to me is the basic baseline. You shouldn't be dropping the ball. Now, you saw the numbers. I think you did, but I'll remind people of what they are because I know there's a lot of people who listen to this particular segment of your show. And you're driving around right now on I-95 and Schuylkill Expressway. Let this sink in for a second. Carson Wentz's drop rate in that game was 19.4%.
Yep.
19.4% of his passes were dropped. That's the highest of his four-year career. That's the highest the Eagles have had since 2006. It's the highest in the NFL in 4 years.
That's not good.
You know, we're talking about a historic level of drops, Michael.
Yeah, and it's unacceptable. Let me move to the defensive line quickly
so
here.
You're asking me the question about play calling. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, I don't see how you can honestly
so it was okay.
Fix. Yeah, I don't see how you can affix much blame to Carson Wentz or to Doug Peterson. I honestly can't. If you're an NFL roster and you're drawing an NFL paycheck, baseline, standard, catch the football.
All right, let's move to the defensive line. No sacks, 3 games. I don't know what the future is, whether it's going to get better or not. That is in conjunction with kind of mediocre corners. Alarm
now
bells?
Here's where you ask me the question, should there be adjustments in the play calling by the defensive coordinator? And the answer is absolutely yes. We can't have the zero blitzes anymore with a zero coverage on the deep end. You got to play more bend, don't break. No question about it. You have to do some things that change up the look that you have at the line of scrimmage. You know, double team certain guys at the line of scrimmage to make sure they don't get clean breaks so the ball doesn't come out of the hands. Make sure you have a deep safety all the time in center field so you're not giving up the big plays. Whatever it takes on the part of Jim Schwartz, he's got to figure out how to mitigate the fact that he's getting no pressure. And occasionally, find a corner blitz. I mean, I honestly, I've watched a lot of pretty much every snap on film, and I haven't seen a single corner blitz, not one that was successful, that came in anywhere near the quarterback, for instance. I haven't seen one. Have you?
No, they did blitz against the Falcons, but they weren't coming from the corners.
Yeah, I mean, so, and the other thing on the other side of the ball is, let's see more jet sweeps. Let's see more reverses. Let's get guys, you know, Zach Ertz was double teamed. Now, everybody in the world who's covered this game knows that a Bill Belichick acolyte, like Matt Patricia, what they do is they double team your best option offensively, and then they put their number one cover guy on your number one, your other wide receiver, your second option. That's what Belichick does. That's what Patricia was going to do. You needed an answer for that. And that's why Zach Ertz was shut out for pretty much half the football game. And that didn't happen. So I guess the answer to your question is, in this particular game against Detroit, both offensively and defensively, I didn't think the adjustments were made that needed to be made.
All right, let's look ahead to this game quickly. First of all, how do you feel about them bouncing back on a Thursday night? Second of all, if they lose the game at 1-3, what's the best that Eagle fans can expect?
How much time you got? How much time you got, Mikey? Come on, it's me, Mikey. Come on. Tuesdays with Sal. All right. Short answer is so tough to win at Lambeau on Thursday night. I don't believe the Packers have lost at Lambeau on Thursday night. It's hard to win on Thursday night on the road. The Eagles have done it. They did it in Carolina, if you remember, mm-hmm. when Cox came back. But they didn't have the level of injuries that they have in this game. Very, very tough to come back and beat. However, as you always like to say, Salvi, the line is telling me something, right? And the line is telling you something, is it not?
I don't know. It just went up to 5.
Oh, all right. Well, so a lot of people are taking the pack.
Yes.
Yep. That low number generated a lot of action on the Packers. I got you. Still, I would think on a Thursday night without Deshaun Jackson and no Ronald Darby, he's out with a hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. Now you're down to Rasul Douglas, Avante Maddox, and Sidney Jones against the Jedi Master, Aaron Rodgers. I would think that that line would be 7 or 8.
Well, it may go up to that. I don't know. Who knows? But if they
at 1-3, I mean, I'm not ready to say 1-3 yet.
Okay.
I think I sense in the locker room, having been there today, there's a lot mm-hmm. of anger. And there is a lot of anger. And despite what Mike Gross said, I think there is absolutely no question a sense of urgency to fix it. And I think it's coming from the quarterback. He's a leader of the team, the unquestioned leader. I think it's coming from him. I think everybody on the team saw the fact that Carson kept everybody the wide receivers out there for 20 extra minutes working on stuff, mm-hmm. making sure they were getting it right. And that's going to have a trickle-down effect. And I think they're going to come out firing. I do. I really do. I think is it going to be enough to hang on for 60 minutes against the Packers? Tough to do, Mike.
All right. We'll see what happens. Sal, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you. There he is, Sal Powell. Tuesdays with Sal. We'll take a break. We're coming down the home stretch. Mike Misnelli shows on 97.5, the Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 5:35. Let's get a final checkup on our Twitter poll. Final numbers on the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're a landscaper, you might want to look into repowering that zero-turn or walk-beyond mower because Moyer has great deals around for an entry replacement. They have them in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. We have over 2,200 votes on this one today. Which facet of the Eagles are you most concerned with? 47% say the defensive line, 2% say the running backs, 19% say the receivers, and 32% say the secondary.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's see how many calls we can squeeze in. No Philly reaction whatsoever. Can you believe this?
I guess people were already checked
people
out.
People checked out. Boom. Not even a catastrophe.
That's bad. The owner will not like that.
Well, especially because of how the season started, all the hype.
That's what I mean.
And it was huge.
And people were still on riding the wave until recently. Mm-hmm. There's the owner apathy is the one thing these owners like the least. Where Panthers just don't care. How many, and your prediction was like 20-some thousand for Sunday.
What, fan appreciation?
Yeah, you said it was
going to
be.
No, I said, well, that'll bring out fans because it's fan appreciation.
But what about that Saturday?
Saturday and Friday will be dreadful.
You think so?
Yeah. Right. They'll come out for Saturday because they get free stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Ed and Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
Mike, I like the Eagles Thursday night.
You do?
I do.
All right. Tell me why.
Okay. Well, I think that the defense is so angry right now, like Sal was saying, that's where we're going to see them getting after Aaron Rodgers. I think that our offense, we know they're depleted. And Detroit, I mean, they were just daring them to catch the ball, and they were dropping it. But I think on the other side of the ball, they will show up. It's only three games in. If you look at that Atlanta game, Mike, they played a hell of a game on the road. And they will show up. I don't care what Green Bay's record is on Thursday night in Green Bay. I don't know who Green Bay's even beaten, Mike. But I got a feeling this team is TO'd, and they're going to get after his ass big time.
Well, I hope you're right, man.
Yep, I think so. And we know our offense will have to catch up to the defense, but I think it's time for the defense to show up. And if I was going to go to either one of those coaches, offense, defense, I'd be going to Jim and saying, look, we're going to make this guy's night miserable. And I would not count them out. I wouldn't go as far as Jaws saying 10 points. But I think we can win that game.
I wish I could feel as strongly.
Well, I
don't have the confidence that they're going to go into Lambeau and win that game. Now, can it happen? Yes, because things like this happen. But if you're going to ask me to handicap this game, I can't handicap that the Eagles logically would win this game.
Well, if I was going to say which side of the ball shows up Thursday night, I think the defense is going to show up Thursday night, Mike.
Okay. I hope you're right, Ed. Let's go, Dave in Center City. What's up, Dave?
Mike and Miss, what's up, Doc?
What's going on, Dave? Do you come to bury the Phillies?
They're in the rearview mirror. We got clear and pressing issues right now with the Eagles. Let's do this. Let's clean house in D.C. Michael Gary Missinelli, president. Club Tyrone Johnson, vice president. Natalie Eganoff, secretary of state.
I like it. I would run. If selected, I would run.
Believe me.
But only as an independent. No party affiliation.
Right. You got it. And that's what would work. You know what's really appalling to me? If anything, this is not indicative of a Doug Peterson production, what we're saying. When backups are on the field, that's when he shines. That is when he shows that he is the superior and advanced coach. So the fact of the matter is, we're just seeing a continuation of last year. But all is not lost. Listen, there are eight teams with zero losses right now, and the fact that the Eagles are not one of them is appalling. I believe we are still a newer and fresher version of Belichick and Brady with this club. We have four games on our schedule. We must go 4-0. Tomorrow or Thursday is imperative. The two games against Dallas and when New England comes here, I believe, when is that? Late October.
Mm-hmm.
We win those four games. We'll be one of a cluster of teams that finished 12-4 this year. We're the prohibitive favorite, and hopefully I could go to Hard Rock Stadium this year and see the Eagles in a Super Bowl. I love you guys.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So Dave's got us running. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, man. I'm in. I got to figure out the background check.
Background check.
They're going to ask me some tough questions if you're running for things. They're going to ask some questions. Like, did you ever inhale? My answer is going to have to be yeah. Not recently.
Whoever inhale.
But
I think I'd make a great secretary of state.
Believe me, that'd be the least of the worries these days.
Yeah, you seriously. Or not.
That's what I'm saying. They asked
that. I'd be a good secretary of state.
You think you can deal with diplomats?
I am a diplomat.
No, could you deal with other diplomats?
Yes.
Can you?
Because we're all diplomats.
Okay.
So they're like my people. Okay. I love diplomacy. It's like my thing.
It is your thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But you got some mean curs out there you have to deal with.
And you don't like meanness.
You don't like meanness.
No. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right.
If it's our office that's on the line, I will figure it out.
Okay. Gotcha.
Our cabinet.
Yes.
With the spoons and the forks.
I got ripped. Some right-wing dude ripped me on email because I actually announced the breaking news.
You didn't even give an opinion. opinion.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't even give an opinion.
I swear to God, that let that be a lesson. You bring up news and you get ripped.
That's news bigger than sports. It was the news.
I didn't have any opinion on it.
No opinion.
All right, coming up is Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you trying to be fake with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, sound off time. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the sound off line. You got something to say. You might have hit us up after the Phillies. What do I know? Baby panic for Thursday night. Let's see what we have on Sound Off today.
It's time that Doug Peterson Kapler get fired. Move Jason Peters, Kelsey, Malcontent Jenkins. They're old, they're slow, and it's time to rebuild. They're an old team. It's time to get rid of the old geezers and start new. We got to get younger. They got to go.
All right, he sounds like an old geezer calling in. That's the old geezer.
Did he start off with Doug? Is that what he said?
He mixed in Doug. Well, he's done with Gabe and him.
Right.
And
Jason Peters.
And then Jason Peters. Kelsey, who isn't that old. Kelsey's going to be best setter in the game. Gone. Let's go.
Geezers.
He said this.
And he sounded like an elderly gent.
Yeah. Flushing himself.
He did.
To all of us Eagle fans, an apology. And we're going to go, we're going to skate through here. We're going to skate through the NFC. They ain't nobody's business. No, they think this team stinks. No problem, Atlanta. Oh, this is an easy win, Detroit. Come on, man. Apologize to us for getting our hopes up with this sock team.
Here, you want to blame me? Spiro T. Agnew went 100 yards for a touchdown against the Eagles. You're going to blame me? Stop it.
Name me one player other than Carson Wentz, Lane Johnson, and Zach Ertz that the Eagles have drafted in the last 7 years that's above average.
Dillard. Although we don't know yet.
No, Dillard. I think he's a good player.
What they drafted.
The left guard is above.
He say other than Ertz, Kelsey, and
the right tackle is the last 7 years. He can play. The left guard can play.
Yeah, Lane Johnson, obviously.
I think Barnett can play. He's been hurt, but he can play. I'm not going about there.
Barnett yet. I'll be honest with you. I'm not so sure.
Well, the stats say he's above average.
The guy raises a decent point. The drafts haven't been stellar.
Carson Wentz, between him and the damn receivers, you know what? Rutgers has a better team than the Eagles. And I'll tell you what, if Eagles played Rutgers, Rutgers
would
probably come out on top, my man.
Rutgers.
So, put the money on Rutgers and forget about the Eagles.
Tyrell put the money on Rutgers last week. Went down in flames.
Yeah, kind of hurt my Pensacola Alumni Day thing, losing a few dollars on the Rutgers game while I was outside.
You went heavy on Rutgers. They lost 30-16.
It was close for a while.
Bad team.
Bad.
BC all the way.
Yeah.
Who's Rutgers play this week?
I think they're like 20-some points. I think they play Michigan.
Michigan?
Whoever it is, they're 20-some point underdog.
Oh, yeah, it is Michigan. Love the Wolves. They crush them. Might be my play of the week. Because they got a weak sister they can go in and crush. It's the only team they can crush all year.
I heard a lot of people today want to put blame on Carson Wentz. He wasn't the MVP, clutch guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he had some moments that were bad. But he had a lot of moments that were good. And if this guy tries to do too much, he's going to end up getting hurt again because he's going to think he needs to do everything.
You raise a decent point. You know, he feels he has to carry him. That's why these players have to get back in. Alshon's going to play. Goddard's going to play. That'll help.
Everybody relax. Eagles are going to reel off 5 in a row. Be 6-2 at the break. The Cowboys will be 5-3. And the picture will be rosy again.
Yeah, they're not winning 5 in a row. I'm sorry. They're not going to rattle off 5 in a row. I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm so tired of these do not Eagles fans who call up and do the whole, well, if you take away the game-defining play from the Lions, we win that game. No crap. We could say the same thing about any number of plays that we made earlier in the game. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I hate that. I agree with you. Well, if so-and-so catches the ball, they didn't catch the ball. And there's a reason. The cosmic effect. It wasn't in the cards to catch the ball. All right, close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. A Fanatic baseball show follows where Andrew Stelchunas will be conducting a funeral. Also on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody, have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.